This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian pilots have now started flying American fighter jets. Reuters correspondent Arthi Tayaparin has more.
Ukrainian pilots will now be flying in U.S.-made F-16s for operations within the country, said President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday.
Jets are in our sky, and officially today you see them, and it's good that they came and we can use them.
The long-awaited fighter jets arrived more than 29 months after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Zelensky said, however, the country still did not have enough jets or pilots. But he noted many soldiers are now undergoing training.
Renewed anti-government protests have left nearly 100 dead and hundreds more injured in Bangladesh. AP correspondent Karen Shamis.
Scores of people were killed and hundreds more injured as renewed anti-government protests swept across Bangladesh. Protesters marched through the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka, chanting and banging bamboo sticks. They're demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. The calls come after earlier student protests in July escalated into violence that left more than 200 dead. The students were calling for an end to a quota system for government jobs. The military announced that a new curfew was in effect for an indefinite period. As the renewed violence raged, Sheikh Hasina said the protesters who engaged in sabotage and destruction were no longer students, but criminals, and she said the people should deal with them with iron hands. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign is launching Republicans for Harris as she tries to win over Republican voters put off by Donald Trump's candidacy. Harris's team says the program will aim to use well-known Republicans to activate their networks. This is VOA News. Voices across the globe are expressing concern over the growing number of arrests in Venezuela following July 28th's disputed elections. Details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Pope Francis said Venezuela is living a critical situation in his traditional homily on Sunday at the Vatican. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro at a rally in the capital Caracas earlier announced the government has arrested 2,000 opponents. And he pledged to detain more and send them to prison. A U.S. official said on Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is concerned about the possibility of political instability if the arrests continue. The Pope appealed to all parties to, quote, seek the truth to avoid all kinds of violence. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Israeli airstrikes hit schools and a hospital in Gaza Sunday, killing at least 35 people, according to Palestinian officials, while the Israeli military said it hit Hamas terrorist targets. Details from Reuters' Alex Cohen.
The attacks come the day after ceasefire talks in Cairo ended without result. Israel is bracing for a serious escalation following the assassination of Hamas's leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran on Wednesday. Netanyahu was due to convene special security discussions late on Sunday, a defense official said, following threats of retaliation from Iran and others. While U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was talking to leaders in the Middle East, seeking to calm tensions, according to the State Department.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump picked a new fight with Georgia's Republican governor as he campaigned in the key swing state where he's looking to reverse his narrow 2020 loss to Joe Biden. In a Truth Social post Saturday, just ahead of the Atlanta rally, Trump said that Governor Brian Kemp should turn his focus to fighting crime in his home state, not fighting unity in the Republican Party. Kemp has been the rare national-level Republican who has remained popular after feuding with Trump. Kemp had his backing in 2018, but lost Trump's support after defying the then-president's demands to help overturn Trump's narrow 2020 loss in his state. Tropical Storm Debbie is rapidly strengthening as it moves through the Gulf of Mexico toward the state of Florida. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center said Sunday the storm has maximum sustained winds of 70 miles per hour. Forecasters predict it will become a hurricane before coming ashore. Debbie is likely to bring drenching rain and coastal flooding to much of Florida's Gulf Coast by Sunday night. Forecasters warn it also could drop heavy rains over North Florida and the Atlantic coast of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina later in the week. Debbie is now the fourth named storm of the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.